This is VOA News via remote. I'm Marissa Melton. U.S. President Joe Biden praised Poland's response to the refugee crisis sparked by Russia's invasion of Ukraine during a visit to Poland on Friday. As the United States said, Russia appears to have shifted its military offensive away from Ukraine's capital of Kyiv and toward the country's east. Biden met Friday with Polish humanitarian workers and American troops near the border with Ukraine. In contrast, U.S. and Western officials said Friday that despite their superior numbers, Russian forces continue to struggle in Ukraine, prompting a change in strategy. Russia's deputy chief of the general staff all but confirmed the change in focus, saying that the first stage of Russia's operation, focused on reducing Ukraine's fighting capacity, quote, has generally been accomplished. Activists demanding action against climate change are taking up the call for an end to the war in Ukraine. AP correspondent Jennifer King has more.
In Berlin, Germany, thousands of mostly young people marched to the Brandenburg Gate in one of a series of climate rallies held around the world on Friday, demanding that leaders take stronger action against global warming. Many carried Ukraine's yellow and blue flag to show support for that embattled country. Their message is that peace and climate justice go together. Ilyas El-Korpi, with Fridays for Future Ukraine, fled his hometown ahead of the Russian advance. He says Europe should stop buying tens of millions of euros in Russian fossil fuels each day.
The war in Ukraine could stop anytime. The EU, and especially Germany, just need to stop financing this.
Other activists demanded that countries invest as quickly as possible in renewable resources as an alternative to oil and gas from anywhere, not just Russia. I'm Jennifer King.
You can keep up on all the stories about Ukraine at our website, voanews.com.